Bye. beautiful Sunday in the month of August. Hallelujah.
What would you do if Jesus walked in the door right now? What would you do? Would you stand up and be in awe? Would you hug him? Would you talk to him? What would he see when he walked in this church? Would he see a church believing in the Word of God? Would he see a church standing on the Word of God? Amen. That's what we're praying for in this church. Amen. For the groom to come in and see the bride ready to receive him. Amen. We have to stay focused in the Word. We did a memorial service again yesterday. We lost another friend. And it just, I see people that I know that go to church every Sunday, but when I lifted this book up and started to tell them what was inside, they looked at me like I was speaking in Greek. And it just makes me want to just say, this what we need to know, amen? Everything in this book is for us, and it's from God, amen? And to go to church every week and not understand and not learn it means you didn't do anything, amen? And it's so hard to get them to let go of something that somebody might have told them and just enjoy God and love God and celebrate God, amen? Because God is that good. Can I get an amen? He is that good that we... Who would you want to follow? You want to follow man or do you want to follow God? Really, if you do, then understand that I'm praying each and every Sunday that we do things in this church that bring you closer to God, that bring us closer together as a family, and that make you say, I learned something today that I didn't know yesterday. Amen? Somebody gave up and gave a testimony to our friend yesterday, and I was just so humbled. He came up, and I thought he was going to talk about our friend George who had passed away. And he said, I didn't expect to hear what I heard today. I came in here sad. I came in here all depressed. And I said, I didn't expect to hear a celebration. I didn't expect to hear hand clapping. I didn't expect to hear joy. I didn't expect any of that. He said, I feel better than I did when I came in. And I said, hallelujah. He got it. If one person gets it a week, amen, then we're on the right track. But he got up. That was his testimony. He loved the man who had passed away. But he just said, I couldn't believe what I was listening to. I couldn't believe the joy. I couldn't believe hearing the Word of God like that. And I said, that's God. See, our God is great. Amen. Say that with me. Our God is great. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't want more of that? So let's stand up and pray to who? I love this. Now remember what we're praying and listen to this prayer because we're going to come back to this. Are you ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against you. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen. Those are our promises. Forgive us our trespasses as... You're talking to God. He's standing right there. Said, forgive me, Lord, as I forgive whoever in your life you have to forgive. Whatever person you want to forgive. But you have to do it that way. Amen? Yes. Responsive reading, 33. One of my favorite psalms. Listen to what it says. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by a great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Amen. And if you're hoping in God for anything, you're standing in a good place. Can I get an amen? If you're praying to God, you're praying to a good place. You're not praying to man. Amen. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That could almost be the theme for today. Amen. In the book of Acts, it says this. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. What kind? No partiality. That means he's not looking at anybody higher than anybody else. Amen. And then it says in Romans, for there is no partiality with God. Amen. Can I get an amen on that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to read some of his word today. And I hope it touches you. I'm reading from Romans 2. Listen to this. Listen to what Paul says. Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. That should scare you right there. Amen. Before you start saying anything about anything else, those two lines should just scare you. Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. Can I get an amen? But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, his forbearance, and long suffering? How much suffering? Long suffering. How many times have he had to wait for us? Amen. And he suffers long waiting for us, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. Amen. That means leading you to say, ask for forgiveness, saying, Lord, forgive me. That's repentance. Saying, Lord, I'm sorry that I did it. But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of each one according to his deeds. Hallelujah. Now I missed that. You're treasuring up for yourself wrath in the days of your impenitent heart. You are treasuring up self wrath in the days of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. That's so funny. I couldn't see that. So who will render each one according to his deeds? Hallelujah. Therefore, you are inexcusable, man, whoever you are who judge. Amen. And it says, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. Hallelujah. There's a lot of hate in the world today. Can I get an amen? There's a lot of people pointing fingers at other people. Amen. And talk about injustice. Amen. When we say the Lord's Prayer, I told you to remember that. What do we start with? Whose Father? Our Father. Amen. our Father, amen, who art in heaven, amen. So I want to, as your pastor today, I want to put a rope around you and just pull you tight and keep you safe, amen. Understand, we pray to our Father, amen. Our, that means everybody's Father in heaven. Can I get an amen? We need to raise the bar, amen. We need to raise the bar. How many know this for truth? Poverty. Anybody's ever been poor? Poverty knows not who is poor. Amen. Poverty doesn't know who you are when you're poor. Loneliness. Have you ever been lonely? Loneliness doesn't care who you are as a respecter of people. Amen. Lonely doesn't matter who you are to be lonely. You understand what I'm saying? Hunger, pain, sadness doesn't care who we are because we are all, we all feel that same thing. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody has the monopoly on poverty. Amen. Nobody has a monopoly on injustice. Amen. Because it doesn't know. It doesn't know who you are and it doesn't care who you are. Anybody ever been poor before? Anybody ever feel sadness before? Anybody ever feel sorrow before? Amen. It didn't care who you were. Amen. Hallelujah. Your pain is real, but so is mine. My sadness is real, but so is yours. My sorrow, no difference. But our Father in heaven knows what I and we are living with. Amen. Whose Father? He knows what we're going through. Amen. He knows what each and every one of us are going through. So we don't have time to judge somebody else because we're walking with him. Amen. And he knows what we're going through. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amazing grace. That's why I asked my bride to sing that this morning. Because we are all sinners. Amen. We have all failed. Amen. The people before us, the people 100 years ago failed. The people 200 years ago, 245 years ago. Guess what they did? They failed. Amen. But thank God by his grace. Amen. We have grown together and we get stronger. Amen. With God's help. Amen. A nation whose God, amen, is blessed. Are you with me? Amazing grace. Nobody has ever done anything to earn that. God gave it freely. Amen. Hallelujah. Amazing grace. We are all sinners. We have all failed. Hallelujah. If we spent as much time, you might want to write this down because I think this is so important. If we spent as much time looking at ourselves, checking ourselves out, as we spend on the faults of others, we wouldn't have any time to judge anybody or what, or why, or whatever they were doing. Amen. If we just looked in the mirror and said, I got to fix that person. I don't have time to fix that person. We don't have time. There's a song that Hank Williams wrote that we sing. It's called Mind Your Own Business. And it said, mind your own business and you won't have time to mind any of mine. And if you mind your own business, it says you'll be busy all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read from the book of Galatians. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Galatians 3:26 says this. For you are all. How many? For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And it says, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Let me read that again. Understand that this should be preached in every church today. I pray that it would be. I pray that pastors and priests would preach this today. Talking about our Father in heaven. And where we stand with God, not with man. Can I get an amen? It said, for you are all of you are sons of God through faith in Christ. Simply because you believe in him, you are made adopted sons in Christ. For as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And then it says this, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Can I get another amen? Hallelujah. We have all faced times of injustice, being in need, cheated. Anybody ever cheated? Anybody ever lied to? Anybody ever had hard times? We have two choices. How many? We either attack or we pray for those who come against us. No one has a monopoly on troubles. Amen. I'll tell you again, poverty doesn't care who you are. Amen. Amen. Being hungry doesn't care who you are. Those troubles that everybody talks about that they have, people all have that. Amen. We all face that. Amen. We have two choices. Thank you, Lord. If anybody wants to read something so beautiful, read the book of Romans. It has so many powerful messages. Romans says, "For I say, though the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not, say that with me, not, for I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's amazing. Hallelujah. And then it says this in Romans 12:14. Listen to these words. You want to do it? You said this morning you want to do it God's way. Amen. "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse." Let me read that again. I want you to hear what the Word of God says. "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another." Listen to this. Hallelujah. God knows what do not. Do what? Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. And it says this wonderful little line, "Do not be wise in your own opinion." Hallelujah. You imagine if every church taught that today to people everywhere. Do not be wise in your own opinion. And it gets better than that. "Repay no evil for evil." Can you say that with me? Repay no one evil for evil. You want to do it God's way. Amen. We want to raise the bar. Can I get an amen? I want to raise the bar in here. I want to keep you safe. I want to keep you away from the hate and the anger and everything that we see outside. I want you to be blessed. I want you to know God is with you. It says, "Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men." How many men? All men. Hallelujah. Beloved. Calls you beloved. Do not. Do what? Do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." Who is he? Our Father where? Our Father says, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." You're going to do your Father's work, or you're going to let God do it? Therefore, it says, "If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head." And it says this beautiful line, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Can I get an amen? You say, what does that mean about fire and being good? When you give somebody, you said, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. You take away all their anger. Yeah, amen? You take away all the way they want to attack you. They can no longer attack you when you're giving them something to eat and something to drink. And you're doing something good to them, because then they feel guilt against you. Amen? Then they feel guilt in their hearts for coming against you when you've been good. Even though you can't stand what's going on and you hate it, but you give something good to them, they don't have anything left to fight you with. They can't call you any names because you've been good to them. Amen. That's what God says, not your pastor. That's what God says. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Poverty knows no person, no respecter of any person. I love what that says. Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hate, evil, anger. What happened? What's happening? Amen? All that hate, all that evil, what's happening? We're removing God. Amen? You're all going to agree with me. I know we're removing God from where? From schools. Amen? We're not telling our kids about God. Can you imagine that? We're telling them all this other stuff about, but we said, well, you don't need to know about God because, you know, the earth was just nothing happened. It's just an explosion. And there's no need to talk about anything that might be good in your life. Amen? Anything that might give you hope. Anything that might give you a place to go to for comfort when you're alone. We've taken God out of school. Can I get an amen? And now they want to remove the Ten Commandments from all the buildings. All the people, all the politicians want to do it. Nobody, everybody's to blame. Amen? Can I get an amen? Don't leave me hanging. You know, they let's remove the Ten Commandments from all the buildings. Why? Here's why. I'm going to give you the answer. Can I give you the answer? Because it shields their eyes from any guilt. If I don't see it there, then I don't feel, well, it ain't there anymore. Oh, I don't feel guilty anymore. Amen? It removes the guilt from their hearts. These people want to take God out of everything. And if they take God out of everything, Karen, then they don't have to be guilty about anything. They don't have to feel bad about hurting somebody. They don't have to feel bad about lying to somebody, killing somebody, being mad at somebody. Well, let's just remove that. Like when we remove those Ten Commandments, guess what? God will be removed. That's what they think, amen? Hallelujah. Somehow if we remove God, God's laws for a moral and blessed nation or world, we don't have to follow them. Amen? That's what's happening in this world today. Amen? So I ask you this question. If we follow their thinking, and we remove God from everything, who gets blessed? Me? No. You? You're going to receive any... How many receive blessings from man? I receive my blessings from God. I'm not lucky. I receive blessings. Amen? The work I have, God is blessing my work. Amen? He's blessing my hand because I call on Him. Can I get an amen? Who's feeding this fire? Who decides what is hate? People are trying to decide what's hate now. What is hate? Who's going to be the one who decides that? God or man? Amen? I trust God. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? My daddy's been gone 37 years this October. 37 years. I can't believe it. So 40 years ago, what's happened to our country? 40 years ago, on TV, we would sit together and watch Sanford and Son. Anybody ever watch that show? I mean, the guy was funny. Everybody laughed. We understood that it was a poor neighborhood and he was working hard. And we understood the difference between the Caucasian persuasion police officer that was there. And we all laughed at that. Amen? How many of you 40 years ago watched All in the Family? Amen? Did you think Carol O'Connor was a racist? Of course not. But what did we do with that bigot? We laughed at him. Amen? We mocked him. We made fun of him. We thought it was just what it was. It was a joke. Amen? And the man was showed himself to be, and the character that he played, we all realized what a bigot he was and how ridiculous it was. Amen? Did anybody get offended? No, because we saw it. We saw it through it. This is 40 years ago. Amen? We still had God everywhere. Kids were still learning about God in school. Amen? They still had Ten Commandments on the walls. Nobody was taking God out of anything. Amen. 40 years ago. And how many remember the Jeffersons? Amen. So you pick on Archie Bunker, you got the Jeffersons who were the neighbors. And then they had their own house. Amen. And they looked down at another race of people because that's what it was. And we looked at it and we saw it for what it was. Amen. 40 years ago. All of a sudden we hate each other now? Where is this hate coming from? Who's serving this hate to us? Amen? It's certainly not God. Amen? It's certainly not the church. It's certainly not believers. That's why I want to rope you in today as believers and keep you stronger, keep you focused on our Father. Where is He? Hallelujah. 40 years ago, we were watching this stuff and laughing at these people. All of a sudden, we're offended. Why? Somebody trying to gain. So what's the gain? What's the gain with the anger? Amen? What's the gain with the fire? What's the gain with all these words? I tell you this again, there's enough blame to go around. Amen? But we cannot let them take God out of anything else. And we cannot let them remove God because God is going to save us. Amen? Calling on God is going to save us. Looking to God is going to save you from the anger. Now listen, how many here have opinions? Thank this man right here that I pray every Sunday that I don't give you an opinion that I talk about God because I got him. I got him, boy. You want to hear him? I'll get it. My wife does Facebook. I have a flip-top phone. I don't know Facebook. But we saw a man yesterday at the memorial, that celebration that we did, who they both agree, and it was so funny. John is in his 80s, and I walked over and I said, "You and my wife really?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "We got to be, you know, we just enjoyed Facebook." So we all have opinions, amen? But what does that change? Absolutely nothing, amen? We got to look to God, amen? We got to believe all men. We are all brothers and sisters, amen? All of us are brothers and sisters. God created all of us, amen? He created us. He made us who we are. He didn't set any divisions. Man is dividing people. Can I get an amen? The Bible says he shows no partiality. Amen? That means he's not going to live. And he said injustice, he knows about injustice. Read the Beatitudes. Read what it says in Matthew. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are those who hunger. Blessed are those who are seeking God. Amen? Those people are blessed because they're seeking God. They're calling on God. Amen? Everybody says, well, you don't know what happened to me. I say, I don't care. I'll pray for you. But you don't know what happened to me. I lived in a 3-room apartment a block away from here. We didn't have hot water. Mama had to light this thing on this big thing. We didn't have a shower. We didn't have a lot of things in my house. Amen. I didn't know I was poor because I had love in the house. Amen. So we all have faced these things in the past. Amen. But God has lifted us up. Where's God? We got to call on God. Hallelujah. You said something else this morning. Now, I got it. You said this. Forgive us our trespasses. As we Where's that being taught in churches today? What church is yelling for we want something, you know, injustice, or are they saying, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us? You want it man's way or you want it God's way? Amen? I will tell you this, there is no hope for anyone in anger, amen? There's nothing to be gained with anger. There's no joy for anybody that has hate in their heart today. None. No joy. They don't have any joy. They can't have joy. It gets in the way of their hate. There is no victory for anyone following man. We must raise the bar. Could you say that with me, church? We must raise the bar. As believers, I'm putting this on you again. I'm sorry that I got to keep putting stuff, burdens on you because you believe in God. Amen. But we have to do it because the world isn't going to do it. The world is going to walk around hating and yelling and screaming at one another. We have to raise the bar. You know why we have to do it? To save the lost. Can I get an amen? To save one person at a time if it takes it. But that's what God will do. Save one person, Sir Joe. We have to raise the bar to save one person. To give one person hope. One person hope. Those that are in need today. Give them hope. That's what they really want. They want hope for tomorrow. Amen? Because everything they're searching for today isn't going to help them tomorrow. We need to give peace. We need to find peace for those who are suffering. Amen? You know there's grandfathers and any grandparents here today? Hallelujah. You know there's grandfathers and grandparents in those inner cities that are dying, and not only passing away, but they're worried about their grandchildren because of all the things going on in those inner cities, worrying if the grandchild's going to make it to 10, where they're going to be 12, what they're going to do when they're 13. These people are suffering. They want to see hope. They don't want to hear people yelling and screaming and doing all this stuff. They don't care about that stuff. They want to see hope in their house, amen? And the way we bring it to them is bring them God, amen? Let them have God. Let them have that hope from God. Hallelujah. To give peace to those who suffer. To those who are suffering. That's why we have to do this in unity. That's why we have to call on our Father. Amen. Because he's the world's Father who believes in him. Hallelujah. So we are all one family in God. How many families? So I will ask you, when will the country listen to our Father who art in heaven? Believers, let us raise the bar together, amen? Don't look at the world. Come together as a family. Remember what God has done for you. Remember the amazing grace that you went through, amen? Remember what Jesus did for us on that cross. Hallelujah. And love one another. Lift each other up. Don't get torn in by that hate. Don't get caught up in the anger. Whatever you're feeling, do not judge, amen, lest you be judged. Do not seek vengeance, amen. Do not repay evil for evil. Do it God's way, amen. And this church will be blessed. You will be blessed. And those around you will be blessed in God's way. Give him praise, Lord, because that's God's way. Our Father who art, hallelujah, our Father. Thank you. Solar eclipse. Our daughter lives in Tennessee, And where they live in Tennessee is 100% where they can see the eclipse tomorrow. And my wife said there's 5,300 people live in White House and they're expecting 200,000 to be in town. So my wife gave her good advice the other day and said, get your groceries early. And she said, well, Ma, you know, we always go shopping on Sunday. Sometimes you just, you know, I was talking about my daddy being gone and the shows that we watched, and you all laughed about All in the Family and the Jeffersons, but it was true. We saw through that, amen. We rose above that, amen. But some other things came to my mind, and Dave and I talked about this. It's 40 years ago almost, and so not much longer before that, these stores weren't open on Sunday. Anybody remember when stores were not open on Sunday? You didn't go play soccer on Sunday with the kids. They didn't have football games. A local high school football game. We drove down here today, 67. They got a car wash. Kids are out there washing cars today. And it kind of said, they're doing that on a Sunday. None of these kids are in church. None of these kids know anything about God because we've lowered the bar so much. Amen. And I don't know if we can ever put it back, Dave. I don't know how, except really following God and showing people God and showing that love to people. But it's amazing what's happened since we removed God. Amen. Since the anger gets worse and the frustrations get worse. But it wasn't that long ago where stores were closed on Sundays and families ate dinner together and they didn't have, I'm going to get in trouble for this one, they didn't have electronics in their hands sitting at the table talking to one another. Amen? I'm sorry, but they didn't have it. It's just that commercial with the guy with driving. I'm all by myself. I got the wife and the kids in the back. She don't know I got a new putter. It's beautiful. I'm thinking, but that's... You go to dinner, and we went yesterday, we ate at this place, and some kids sat outside, there was like six of them, every one of them sitting there. Nobody talking to one another? And I'm thinking, this is crazy, amen? Crazy. That's why we need more of God. That's why I pray that churches would preach about this. When you see people talking on TV, I don't care who you like, but when they start talking hate and violence and anger and blaming other people, you remember what we said today, amen? Judge not lest you be judged, amen? If you look in the mirror and judge yourself, you won't have time to judge somebody else and what they're saying and doing, amen? So when you hear that, say, why are you leading me down that path? I don't care who you watch. I don't care what news outlet. When they start lean you down that path of anger and frustration, say, why are you doing that? To whose gain are you doing that? What are you looking for to gain? Amen. Why not tell me something good about God? Tell me something good about people. Amen. Because that's what people are hungry for. Amen. Remember those grandparents in those inner cities. I think about that so many times when they're worried whether their child's even going to come home at 10 or 12 years old, whether they're going to come home that night. They don't care about something going on three states away or some stupid statue. Amen. I'll say it right out. They worry about their grandchild coming home alive at 10 years old or whether their kid has enough money or has a job. Amen. That's what they worry about. Amen. So that's why we got to get a godly perspective and see that we're all his children. All of us. We're all made in the likeness of God in Jesus. Amen. He is our Father. Amen. That means anybody who's a believer, he is our Father in heaven. And we need to see each other and hope for each other and pray for each other. Give him praise, church. I can keep going. But I was serious about the cell phone.